Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, how are you doing today?
Howdy, my friend. What's up?
Hey, listen, I was watching the Super Bowl yesterday, waiting for on the fourth quarter for that knucklehead that was on the show last week that said he was going to talk to his wife or whatever.
Right. No. Absolutely. Let's start there before we get
what
to
what a loser that guy is.
Friday's show.
Whatever happened? He never did come on, did he?
Well, here's the update as far as we know. Now, we had this guy on our show last week at some point, and he said that he had found a client.
Said he was between two clients. Said he was negotiating between two clients.
Right. Excuse me one moment. Right. Not the way to start a hangover-free Monday post-Super Bowl broadcast. What are you doing?
I'm getting you his blog so you can explain what happened, at least what he said.
We'll gloss by it at this point.
Okay. All right.
Okay?
Sorry.
We just put everything back, please?
I shall.
At the ready.
Let's just give Rob a moment to put everything back.
And there it is.
There you go. Very nice. Thank you. Hold on. That goes there.
Yes, it does.
That goes there. That goes there.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Good. Good guy. Now go sit back in the room. This is not Friday. It's not going to be a love fest for you today. I'm not drunk today. So, anywho.
I have a food hangover today. Does that count?
A lot of people do.
I really do.
Here basically is the update on this guy, and we will read from his blog later. I think we've been had, and the guy...
That sucks.
The guy was on the show the week before the Super Bowl, promoting a website that had been in the Sporting News and Entertainment Weekly, saying that he wanted to propose to his chick in a commercial during the Super Bowl.
Right.
He said that he had found a client that was going to buy the time.
Said it was between two clients. That's what I thought was a little hinky, that he had had one leading up to this, and then now there was another one that was bidding. Were they in some kind of bidding war or something like that?
Yes, and he even said that he had filmed one of the commercials
in
advance.
That didn't make a lot of sense.
The whole thing smelled queer to us, but we went, what the hell?
I didn't think the guy was lying, so I'm like, hey, if it's on, it's on. And we really didn't really care that much.
Right. So I'm sure, hey, are you still there on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Dude, I'm sure you were like us. At some point yesterday, you're watching the game, but
I knew it was fourth quarter. He had mentioned fourth quarter, so actually during a pretty lame TV commercial day, I was kind of looking forward to the beginning of the fourth quarter to say, all right, here it comes.
You're waiting for it. And
a lot of people were waiting for that.
And it never showed. And the update is, rather than read you from his blog, it's better just to hear it from blog's mouth. Because you spoke to, I don't want to say this guy's secretary, but his
people. His people. Remember, he was all excited that a PR firm was handling his stuff?
Handler. Yeah, right.
Well, now his handler is rather tight-lipped. And I said, so what happened? He said, well, it didn't air. I said, well, by his blog, am I to believe that somewhere during the game, CBS just backed out? He said, that's about it.
Because that's what the guy, in essence, what the guy has on his blog today is
that is crap.
CBS,
but wait, it gets
CBS
better.
We work in radio and we know it doesn't work
CBS
that way.
CBS pulled the spot. Not true. And also not true because they don't walk away from $2.5 million.
Of course they don't. Right. And those things are etched in stone a month before.
I asked his handler, I said, can you reveal who the client that was to pay who they were? He said, no.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and we're to believe that now instead of a national Super Bowl buy, he's instead going to do a local buy on the show Veronica Mars on the CW.
Wow,
and
really?
He said, that is true. I said, we'd love to speak to him. He said, we'll pass your interview request along. We're no longer handling him.
Oh. So we're chasing him, and we are trying to get to the bottom of this faker story.
Now, the guy that you talked to in his alleged, and I should emphasize, alleged PR firm, did he appear hinky to you?
I think the PR firm was genuine at the time. They have a website. They have future stuff they want to do with us. So I think
there is a PR firm that, legitimate PR.
So the PR firm, in essence, got scammed by this guy as well.
That's my feeling.
Okay, well, see, that's better than hearing it from one of us reading from a blog, and we are gonna stay on this guy to see if he'll come back on the air with us, right?
Yeah, this is pretty weird.
Yeah,
and you know the thing is, I was thinking we should sleuth this guy out, find out what the real deal is, and then I'm realizing maybe this is his strategy that
could
so many people are going to be upset about it that people are going to want to track this guy down, and he's going to get even more exposure.
Here's the question, though: what type of media exposure did he get besides being on this stupid show?
He was on a lot of other shows,
Associated Press, Good Morning America, New York Daily News. He did pretty well.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, see, Because I know you guys are like me. If we got scammed, who cares?
Right.
If we
got gypped, it's not that big a deal.
But if one of those other shows got scammed, well, maybe so we should pile on them.
Sure.
Yeah, let's jump on.
God damn, we're offended by that.
Let's get together with Diane Sawyer and track this guy down and hunt him like a dog.
Absolutely. Let's go to Iraq with Randy Cross. Let's go to Baghdad with Randy Cross. Can you imagine, getting back to the Super Bowl broadcast yesterday, being one of our working guys or gals in Iraq, putting your life on the line.
Right.
Super Bowl Sunday, and the best we can send is that big horse face Randy Cross.
Very sad. Very, very sad. They should have done better for our men and women in uniform.
And I noticed many of the soldiers standing behind him in the shot when they were waving home were wearing CBS Super Bowl shirts that had been signed by only one person.
Randy Cross.
Randy Cross.
So they got that going for them.
I didn't know that. I didn't see that part.
Yeah. Oh,
was that a part of the pregame? I tuned out about an hour into the
He could have shot a missile at his teeth, for God's sakes.
Came back just in time to watch the fabulous Cirque du Soleil pregame show.
Now, listen, hold on.
Jesus.
That was super.
Oh, that's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
You mean that you didn't like the referees on the ostriches and the sexuality of the Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy's going up and down on the swing?
And the fact that they're all carrying kites. Running around with kites. Yes, sir. Running around haphazardly. Like, there's no rhyme or reason.
And it was raining.
Looked like
we're supposed to learn about Benjamin Franklin and discovering, what did Benjamin Franklin discover?
Electricity.
Thank you.
It wasn't as good as the halftime show.
No, that's true.
Oh, he was good.
And they both had their press conferences.
He was super.
He was good.
Hello.
He's a star.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Or as Regis called him today, the Prince.
The Prince.
The Prince.
Did Regis appear, could he appear any more out of touch in that discussion?
Than he did today.
The Prince. Yeah, he's hot.
Everyone
right?
likes him, right? Right, Kelly?
The Prince.
The Prince. Hello there. Don and Mike show, what's up?
Hola, welcome back to Albuquerque.
Hey, well, there you go. It's about time, only 5 years later, and hola, right. Habla funny? That should be the motto for the Don and Mike show for this current tour of Albuquerque.
You're goddamn right. I made in my pants when I heard you guys were coming back this morning.
No, that's, right. Hey, now that's the kind of reaction we want.
Glad to hear it. Thank you, my friend. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, how?
Hey, Mike, I got to give you credit. You held it together Friday. It was a great show. And, Mike, did you finish the cigar?
Oh, the cigar. What cigar?
The Opus.
That was Don.
Don had a cigar.
Well, I meant Don.
Oh.
Don, did you finish your cigar? I didn't have a cigar.
No, I know. You kept it together during the show.
you're confused.
Wait a minute, sir, but you're confused because Don did smoke the cigar.
Right. Don smoked the Opus. But you held it together. I guess you're certified, full-fledged.
What, alcoholic?
Alcoholic.
Well, you said it.
Thank you, Don. Thank you for mentioning it. I knew you had to defend yourself there, so
Mike,
I'll accept it now.
Yeah,
that's good.
You know what? I
was
told,
really on the verge of saying it myself. It just sounds so much better when I say it. You know, it's so sad coming from somebody else.
It sounds so much sincere.
I told Mike before the show today, we were talking about what happened on Friday, and I remember a large portion of it.
Sure. I think both of us remembered everything.
And Mike said to me something like, God, we were talking to him. He said, you really lose your ability to talk. You lose your motor coordination when you're really hammered. And I said, yeah. And I said, you know, the thing is, when we got into the car, Janet said to me, you know, when she first walked in the studio, if she hadn't known in advance that Mike had been drinking for 3+ hours, he could have pulled it off. Just like that.
And it's the same way that I've been fooling all of you for 20 years.
Every day.
Nobody ever knows. You can't tell right now, can you?
No, not at all.
I had a wicked, wicked, wicked high what?
I was going to say you remember a large portion of Friday. Do you remember putting your coat on?
No.
Upside down? 3 times?
No.
No. You were having some trouble towards the end of the program.
I think about 6:45 I checked out.
I can't imagine.
The last thing I do remember is my girlfriend showing up.
Right.
I remember that, too, and I remember saying, you do look like Annette Bening.
So this show Friday was a good show from
We
from
kept his, going.
As I can recall.
Buzz and I and Jacob. And
Karina, yes.
And John Norman came in for a little after-dinner drink.
I do not know how you possibly could do that.
I got home about 12:30.
I can tell you what, I mean, it screwed up my weekend.
Really?
But not because I was hungover, but because it screwed with restful sleep. I was so effed up. I was so effed up when we got in the car, showing it like a 10 till 7 on Friday night. Mm-hmm. I was watching the clock in the car, 7:03, I was sleeping. Next thing I know, my girlfriend says, we're at home.
We're home.
I said, good. I'm going to go upstairs and get cleaned up. I'll see you in a minute.
Cleaned up.
That is funny.
That just sounds a little gross. You know, you're going to get cleaned up like
that. Yeah, heavy drinking.
You know. It's just something to go get cleaned up.
I woke up at 4 a.m.
Right. Wow. Oh, you mean you went up to get cleaned up and you woke up at 4 a.m.?
I woke up. I was in my clothes. Oh, she was laying in bed next to me, but I was in my clothes. And I woke up and it was like that.
Oh, it's the worst.
And I'm like, really? What time is it? 4 a.m. God damn, I'm tired. I mean, I'm not tired. I mean, I'm tired. I should be tired. I'm wide awake. Am I hungover? Oh, my breath tastes awful. Oh, just awful. So, and at this point, I'm just saying all of this out loud,
right,
hoping that she wakes up. So, of course, she does wake up. And I said, you're not going to believe this. I said, just laying here in bed, I've not moved a bone yet. I don't feel hungover.
Right.
I said, maybe I'm tired, but God damn, it's 4 a.m. I said, I am wide awake.
Your pattern is all disrupted.
That is weird.
I said, what did I do last night? She said, what'd you do? He came home, got into bed. You went to sleep. I came up and tried to wake you up.
So as soon as you walked in the door, you went to sleep?
That was it.
Yeah. That might have been helpful for me.
Done, gone. But it wasn't sleep. It was that pass out stuff. You know, it was just like, gone. So 4:30 a.m. on Saturday morning, I'm downstairs making coffee, waiting for the goddamn newspaper to show up like a mental patient.
You were up like for good?
Ruined my entire day.
Wow. I can imagine, because when did it hit you then later? When did you crash? 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah, like about 1 o'clock, 1:30, something like that. You know, but it was bright sunshine outside, and I said I did not feel like I had a hangover. Good. I just felt incredibly tired.
I think I went to sleep at 12:30, 1 o'clock, something like that. I'm not sure, and then I was awake at 6:30, and
me too.
So was my 9-year-old. And you can't fake it, you know, with a 9-year-old. You're up, and that's it.
Right.
And you know, just kind of in and out all day.
I don't know how you could do it, man.
So, well, I hardly did, and even a trip to Costco, which was just hell, pure hell. Where, of course, that was the trip to Costco where I had to run into eight or nine people I knew, and I had gone I'd shaved, brushed my teeth, run a brush through my hair, but outside of that, I had not ducked into the shower since the Friday show. So I was just sitting there. I know I was faking it, and I'm like, oh, hi, how are you?
Isn't it almost time?
Good to see you.
Isn't it almost time for Sexy Buzz to once again say that absinthe never gives him a hangover?
I woke up. I got to bed about 11:30 or 12, I think, Friday night.
Right.
And I was plenty drunk my own self. I woke up on my own without an alarm at 6:30, felt great, was up all day, had a great day, great weekend.
Well, Liam, I'm telling you, my weekend was ruined until like Saturday at 5 o'clock.
You didn't even feel at all.
Finally woke up.
No. During the day, sleep deprived at all?
No, not at all.
Well, you left earlier than I did. You left earlier.
An hour, maybe.
And Jacob stayed a little, or I guess he left right after you did.
Aha.
Hey, and speaking of the Jacob, not that I certainly want it, but where's my goddamn absinthe? I do remember making a very large bet with him.
You can have that that Oliva stuff.
He'll pay off.
Here we go.
I believe he owes you 10 bottles.
Here we go. Here's an email. Hi, Rob. Thank you for having us on the show again. Mm-hmm. Extend my very heartfelt thank you to Don and Mike. I hope they had as good a time as I did. From the reviews of the show I have read online, it seems to have been very well received. You are all very kind. Where's the part? Oh, here we go. Looks like I lost out on that bet with Don big time. Yeah. I've already directed my shipping department to send out the bottles on their way ASAP with a congratulatory letter I typed out with 2 minutes still to go. Thank you again. Can we do this again in November?
In November.
Your friends, Jacob and Karina.
Yes. I think we have to do it in November.
That's nice.
For goodness
sake. It's twice a year.
Mm-hmm. Maybe before November.
What do they call that? Biannual?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll do it triannually.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. Jesus Christ.
I don't think we could survive that.
Once was enough for me. Jesus. I was really, really out of control when we got in the car.
You were hysterical.
I was so paranoid when we got into the car. I said to Janet, I said, really seriously, I said, you've never seen me like this. This is like if I was at a party. I said, God, this is awful. I must have said something today that I shouldn't have said. She said, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I said.
I'd tell you if I thought so. I said,
God, it had to be an awful show. I screwed the pooch. I said,
no.
All I remember, and this is just what I was giving her before I passed out like at 7:04. I said, God, here's all I remember was I told you to take a leak in front of everybody. And then I know that Jim Nance was on the telephone and I made some stupid bet with the guy about.
Did you speak to Jim Nance personally or Rob? Did you speak to him?
Don't know. I just remember
Rob,
Jim
what
Nance.
Happened?
Yeah. Said, Give me the phone.
Oh. Did Don speak to him?
Oh, dear.
Don't remember a lot myself, Mike. As far as I can remember,
as I can remember. Yeah. What did you say to him?
Hi, Jim.
It's the only thing I'm worried
about.
I love you. I love you. That would follow.
And I was not that good. That was about 5 o'clock, right?
All I know is that Jim Nance wasn't going to come on the show.
Because we were bombed.
Because we were too bombed.
Hey, guys.
Right.
Might hurt the image, guys.
Listen, if I come on the show, that means I might want to talk about the rain.
So I was sitting in the car with Janet for like the 7 minutes before I passed out,
right.
Just saying to her, did you listen? And she said, yes, but I was getting my hair done or whatever. I'm like, God damn it, woman. I asked you to listen. And I remember very distinctly saying that. And she said, I thought you told me not to listen to the show. And I said, no, you had to listen to today.
You went to a level at about 5:15. You hit your level.
Yeah.
And the thing is,
don't remember it.
You didn't get any worse. You were bad. By 5:15, you were done. But then when you were done,
right on.
You hung in there for the entire show.
You plateaued.
I remember saying, if you're like this at 5:15, that like we're going to have a Sambuca show that you're going to, you know, make out with Rob or something like that, or you're going to vomit on the control room.
Right.
You got to 5:15 and you were fine.
Well, good for
and
me.
And for
then.
Some particular
good
reason,
for me.
Either it's the way he was mixing it or that I stayed away from the other stuff.
Yeah.
I was good and buzzed, right. But my stomach felt bad more than I felt buzzed.
Really?
I didn't take it well.
Huh. I'm sorry.
I really didn't take it well.
I've never been that effed up. I mean, I've done shows before, you know, back in the day, like AM radio, right. When it would be, you know, we're here with alcohol awareness. I'm going to take one drink every 15 minutes to show how your reflex is going to be
right.
Screwed up. I mean, God.
Well, I've done a lot more of those shows because you would always mind the helm when I would be doing it.
My head was just spinning.
That's pretty good stuff, isn't it?
Spinning.
But you didn't get sick.
No.
See?
Did not get sick.
Maybe what he says is right. And you woke up at 4... Well, you did have a hangover, and I did, too. I had a terrible hangover.
Yeah, but it was a sleep hangover, not so much a...
No, mine was a booze hangover.
A booze, but you added to it, right?
You added
later that night?
Beer.
How could you? God.
Well, that's amazing.
Do you know...
No shots, though.
Good for you.
No shots at all.
Good discipline.
It was absent than beer, and they were both green.
My last name is Power. My first name is Will. I will tell you that on Saturday, I had nothing to drink.
Good. That's probably good.
Did you have something on Sunday?
During the game last night?
Sure.
You bet your ass.
Oh, see, that's the thing. I didn't touch a drop for Saturday or Sunday.
Back to the old standard. Back to vodka.
No, I didn't touch booze.
Hello, vodka, my friend.
Absolutely. I had no more. I don't think anybody did. I don't think anybody that came to the house did. It was just a... Yeah, it was... Oh, God. I didn't even want to think about booze for two full days. And tonight, of course, I'll be drinking heavily. Tonight, of course, I'll be, you know, playing my When Jack Says, Raises His Voice game.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Look, it took me a long time to understand that if you want to do this job well, you have to stay detached. If you can accept that, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's
up? Don and Mike.
Hey, you're on with us. What's happening?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very well.
I just want to let you know, Friday show is awesome. You guys are hilarious. But I really had a question if which type of the absinthe at the website that you guys prefer the most?
The type that gets you more effed up.
Don't we still like the 1792?
1792, no question about it.
1792?
Yep. Is that what we like, Buzz?
Right.
Okay. Don and Mike, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.